Imagine that you are interviewing for a job you really want. Most of the questions are in your native language, but the job will require you to use some English. So, the employer asks about your English skills. You might answer with the words, "I can speak English very well," or "I am able to speak English very well." The two statements have the same meaning. Both can and be able to are used to express ability. In a spoken exchange, can is far more common, while be able to sounds less natural. However, when we are talking about the past, the rules change a bit. Today, I will show you how to express past abilities with could, was, or were able to, and another phrase you may have heard before, managed to. The first thing to know is that in the past tense, we express general abilities and abilities at specific times in different ways. That is important, as you will soon see. Let's start with general abilities. These are skills or talents a person once had. In the past tense, English speakers almost always use could. Listen to a few examples.
By the time he was 4, Guillermo could read and write.
In high school, she could beat anyone in a running race.
I could mimic bird sounds when I was younger.
Again, we are talking about general skills or talents, not about a specific occasion. Note that, in any of these examples, was or were able to is also possible, but used less often. You could say, for example, by the time he was 4, Guillermo was able to read and write. And it would be fine. It also might sound a little formal in spoken English. Now let's talk about specific occasions. Here is where the rules change a bit. When we are talking about a specific situation or when noting a specific achievement, we must use was or were able to or managed to. Their meanings are very close. We do not use could. Listen to some examples.
We were able to get a really good price on the car.
We managed to get a really good price on the car.
I was able to persuade her to volunteer at the show.
I managed to persuade her to volunteer at the show.
Now let's talk more about the meanings. Was or were able to, and managed to, both suggest effort. They mean someone succeeded in doing something that was a challenge or took a special effort. However, the phrase managed to puts a little more emphasis on how hard the challenge was or how much effort it took. Note that managed to is fairly common in spoken English. You will hear it used almost everywhere. Now let's take a few minutes to quickly explore an exception to the rules we just discussed. Earlier, I told you that we use could for general abilities. But there are two kinds of verbs where we also use could for specific occasions. With sense verbs, such as smell and taste, and thought process verbs, such as believe, decide, and understand, we usually use could even when talking about specific occasions. Listen to two examples of what I mean.
I walked past a market today and could smell the freshly baked bread.
We couldn't decide what to get for his birthday, so we bought a gift card.
Note that the second example uses the negative form, couldn't. So now would be a good time to talk more about negative forms. The good news is that we can use couldn't, wasn't, or weren't able to, or didn't manage to express the same thing. Inability on a specific occasion in the past. Listen to how these are used for the same statement.
He studied for months but couldn't pass the bar exam.
He studied for months but wasn't able to pass the bar exam.
He studied for months but didn't manage to pass the bar exam.
All three sentences mean that a person was not capable of doing something on a specific occasion. Note also that sometimes, for the negative form of managed to, we say couldn't manage to instead of didn't manage to. They mean the same thing.
He studied for months but couldn't manage to pass the bar exam.
Well, that's all for now. Luckily, I did manage to do something today. Teach you how to talk about past abilities. I'm Alice Bryant.